Yes, Paul, you're very welcome back. And there's a little bit of background noise because I'm in the factory and I did promise you a little tour. And I'm here with Pat again. Pat, when I look up and you'll see on our Twitter and our social media account the vast quantities of sacks of... So that's the raw bean, first of all, is it, Jet, that we see over there?
Yeah, in its form, that's packed in the same jute sacks that it's packed in the country of origin.
Oh, so, I see.
So that's Brazilian coffee here.
Yeah.
The last time that was touched by human hands was by a Brazilian over in Brazil.
My goodness me.
Then it's put into a container. We get it here. Now, in its form there, it's benign, it's green.
It hasn't got
and
the green
beans. That's where the name comes from. Green bean coffee roasters.
So it hasn't got your touch yet.
Oh, no.
Now, I'm looking at all these different vats. So is this all the flavouring? This is where all the flavouring and the sorting takes place.
Each of these bins is a single roast for the machines.
Okay.
That's a 40-kilo roaster.
Yeah.
This one is a 30-kilo roaster.
And the noise you hear in the background, Paul, is the actual process of the roasting. It's just a pity you haven't got pictures. I will take some pictures and show you them. But we're going to go over now to the roaster. And the smell, Paul, in here, by the way, the smell is just unbelievable. It's like an attack on the senses in every form, and your mouth salivates. And it's just an incredible experience to be in here. And the heat around the roasters. And when you hear this now, this is the beans actually being cooled. Have a little listen now. And that's the sound of the beans. And we're not going to tell you how long they're roasted for and how long they're cooled for. But I'm just looking, Pat, there's a very strong human input to everything you do here. It's watched at every stage, I notice.
Yeah, and the reason for the two different sizes of roasters is that the 30-kilo roaster will take a different bean and it will roast it in a different way. So there are certain origins we put into that roaster and certain origins we put into the 40-kilo roaster. Now, Colm watches to make sure that the temperature is right, and he has, as you see, a sight glass where you can see the colour, but
I'm
he also has a trier handle, which he pulls out regularly to make sure that the correct degree of roast is achieved.
Wow.
And when that degree of roast is achieved, then it's exited onto the cooling tray.
And forgive my ignorance here, okay. Was this, to get to where you are now, was this a trial and error? You said 30 years ago, you can't believe you're at it 30 years ago. Like, the information that you had 30 years ago compared to now, do you look back and say, oh goodness, how did I do that? Or how have I improved?
No, 30 years ago, nobody in the country knew really anything about espresso. Maybe some of the bigger, long-established coffee companies, they knew a bit. But coffee supply companies didn't know about espresso machines. Espresso machine suppliers didn't know about coffee. And the two of them have to marry together to give the proper...
As you were saying earlier, all the components have to come together.
Yes, and this is why we got into the espresso machine business. We buy our machines directly from the manufacturers. I mean, I went over to Venice and I went over to Milan and trained with manufacturers over there. I also went to, at the very beginning, I went to coffee suppliers in London who had previously been roasters. And I said, I'll buy coffee from you if you teach me how to roast coffee.
And this has transpired down to where we are on Green Bean Roasters here on the Coast Road. And Colm there, keeping such an eye. He doesn't want to talk to me. He's shying away from he's so much experience, but he's shying away from me all the time. And he's going to empty the machines now. So, Paul, we're going to have to run because there'll be a hell of a lot of noise now. There's a roast going to empty now. And here we go. Have a listen to this for noise. And we're going to run back in the studio. Pat, thanks for the wonderful insight. Sorry for the noise, Paul, but we did say it was going to be exciting. And it's wonderful to see this process from the start to the end. Incredible, incredible, incredible. We'll be back for more of the same near 1 o'clock. We'll have a wrap-up. I'm going to have some fine coffee. Talk to you then.